This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It is 6:59. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer is live in studio with us today here on the day before Thanksgiving, Wednesday, November 27th. We'll be taking a look at our full weather forecast coming up.
I'm Rodney Price. The Wichita City Council discusses illegal camping, homelessness, and the emergency winter shelter. When the issue will come before the council again, it's ahead.
And currently in Wichita, we have a partly cloudy sky, a breeze out of the northeast. It is 37 degrees here on this Wednesday morning. With nicknames like Blackout Wednesday and Drinksgiving, the night before Thanksgiving tonight developed a reputation for heavy alcohol consumption and binge drinking. Unfortunately, that trend not isolated to the evening before. 71 million Americans will be on the roadways during the Thanksgiving holiday travel period. In Kansas in 2022, 100 drivers were involved in fatal traffic crashes on Thanksgiving Eve alone. 35% of those drivers were drunk. That's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. From the years 2018 to 2022, there were more than 800 people killed nationwide in drunk driving crashes during a Thanksgiving holiday. In Kansas, from 2019 through last year during the Thanksgiving holiday period, there was a yearly average of nearly 700 crashes, resulting in nearly 900 injuries and more than 4 deaths. And over that 5-year period, there were a total of 135 alcohol-related Thanksgiving crashes, with 3 people killed and 66 injured.
At Tuesday's Wichita City Council workshop, the council discussed proposed amendments to ordinances that addressed illegal camping.
So far in 2024, the city has cleaned up over 1,700 illegal campsites at a cost of over $165,000. The city wants to change how quickly they can clean up the campsites, especially in public areas. Other changes would address enforcement and pedestrian safety. Councilmember J.B. Johnston says even with the new emergency winter shelter opening next month, it won't completely address homelessness.
We don't have enough affordable housing, and that's where the emphasis really needs to be for the council, is how we figure out to get enough housing for these people.
The final proposals will officially come before the council on December 17th. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
An apartment complex in northeast Wichita that offers affordable housing for people with disabilities is in the middle of renovations. The Timbers, east of 21st and Oliver, does not have funding for the final construction phase. They do have a few options if funding doesn't go through. The Timbers' old apartments were built about 50 years ago, and they're being knocked down and rebuilt. The Cerebral Palsy Research Foundation of Kansas runs the apartments, and they're building new ADA-compliant ones. The big project is being completed in three phases. However, sufficient money sources are scarce for a project of that scale.
3 weeks after Nebraska voters overwhelmingly approved medical marijuana, the state moved a step closer to allowing it Tuesday when a judge ruled the petitions that put the question on the ballot were valid. The decision by Lancaster County District Judge Susan Strong was a victory for the advocates of medical marijuana, but opponents are likely to appeal the state Supreme Court.
A lot of Americans traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. Some could have their plans upended by iffy weather.
We've got storms across the country that will lead to Thanksgiving travel delays both today and tomorrow. The system that brought heavy snow to the Rockies will move into the plains, the Ohio Valley, and Northeast in the next 24 hours, causing many issues, including heavy rain, some snow, gusty winds, and stronger storms for the Southeast. The West will begin to dry out, and a push of Arctic air will then spill out into the plains and Mississippi Valley by the end of the week. Fox Weather has all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Seven people are still missing after a tourist yacht capsized in the Red Sea.
This was a modern four-deck vessel that capsized while taking tourists on a liveaboard diving trip off the coast of Egypt. Of the 44 passengers and crew on board, four bodies have been found and 33 pulled to safety. Witness statements reveal some people were in their cabins when the boat quickly overturned in rough weather. Officials say it took between 5 and 7 minutes to sink. We haven't been given full details of the victims' identities, but we know that US citizens were among the 12 different nationalities represented. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Travelers, be prepared here on the day before Thanksgiving. We'll have that story. And, of course, we'll hit live the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams heading into the holiday tomorrow. You want to be here to see what Ronnell has to say about the weather heading into Thanksgiving. KNSS News Time coming up on 7:05. With Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Thanksgiving holiday travel period could be record-breaking. Those hitting the road, be prepared.
As the TSA braces for what it says will be the busiest ever holiday travel rush, travelers are bracing themselves for plenty of company on the road and in the air. AAA says nearly 80 million of us are expected to travel through Monday, with the vast majority going by car. And Mother Nature may not cooperate. Forecasters say winter storms could disrupt travel, complete with a cold front expected to sweep through the Midwest and South before heading east with precipitation and colder temperatures. Snow and rain are possible on Thanksgiving Day and into Friday in parts of New York, Vermont, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, which could snarl traffic from Boston to New York City. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Here we are on the morning before Thanksgiving.
It's November 27th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Bavarian Cream Pie Day. The great French pastry chef Marie-Antoine Carême is the man responsible for the modern Bavarian cream pie. Carême is believed to have perfected the method of making Bavarian cream by adding gelatin to the sweet custard, which allows it to set more firmly. After that, add the cream to a pie crust and allow it to set. A treat that was once the domain of gourmet restaurants and five-star hotels, now everyone can enjoy a slice of Bavarian cream pie. Also on this date, in 1895, Swedish chemist Alfred Nobel establishes the Nobel Prize in his will. The first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is held in New York City in 1924, and in 2017, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced their engagement. If it's your birthday today, you share it with martial artist and actor Bruce Lee, born in 1940, and filmmaker Catherine Bigelow, born in 1951. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
It's 7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Traffic so far this morning has looked pretty good here in the Wichita area. Just a couple of things to watch for. Some heavy traffic and potentially a slowdown you'll want to watch out for. Northbound I-135, but this is pretty far south, down around MacArthur Road, actually. So basically just north of 47th Street South, between there and those exits at Hydraulic. Traffic update From 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Jad Chambers.
And now it's time to go live and get the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast. Here is meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Good, good. How are you on this day before?
Yeah, not too bad. And, you know, thankful that, you know, travel hasn't been too bad yet. We will need to watch out for some potential for slightly slower travel later on today once a few rain showers roll through. But other than that, over the next few days, there's not too much that we'll have to worry about. That's the main thing. And then especially come tomorrow for Thanksgiving Day, I see our only weather worry, just needing to make sure that we're bundled up and dressed warm, as it's going to be chilly all day long. So into the forecast, mainly cloudy skies for now before we have that 20% chance of rain by later on this afternoon. High of 49 degrees. Similar feel compared to our Tuesday yesterday. I say that because officially we got up to 50 degrees yesterday afternoon. So high of 49 today. Very similar when it comes to how it's going to feel. Northerly breeze at 15 to 25 miles an hour, though. And also to note, we'll likely see our high temperature right around midday or right around the lunch hour, because once we have that rainfall move in, not necessarily going to promote any more warming during the afternoon. Mostly to partly cloudy skies tonight, though, with only a 10% chance of a rain shower. It does look like things should dry out before we even get into the overnight. Northerly breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour as we drop down below freezing to a low of 25. So the start of Thanksgiving Day going to be pretty cold and only getting up to a high of 42 degrees. That's why jackets, hoodies, coats going to need to stay on all day long. But at least we'll return to mainly sunny skies, and that breeze not going to be as strong either. Now for anybody that's going to be out and about on Friday in search of those shopping deals, a similar day compared to Thanksgiving. It's just going to be chilly with a high of 42, fair skies, lots of sunshine. Over the weekend, 44 Saturday, colder on Sunday with a high of 39, but skies still remaining in pretty good shape, with the exception of seeing some increasing clouds come Sunday. Now, come Monday, as everybody heads back to work and back to school after the Thanksgiving holiday, we'll keep that chill around, 42 Monday and then 45 Tuesday. Not much active weather headed our way after today, as things are going to stay dry for a little while. Right now, we're at 36 degrees, mostly cloudy sky, light northeast wind at 6 miles an hour.
And some super low temperatures on the weekend.
Yep, waking up into the teens by the time we get into early Saturday morning. And, yeah, teens and 20s over this upcoming weekend. So for early risers, yeah, definitely want to make sure that you're dressed warm.
All right, Ronnell, do you have everything ready to go for the big holiday tomorrow?
The only thing that I have ready to go is my empty stomach. So, therefore, we'll say yes. I'm ready to go. What about you?
Yeah, well prepared. Yeah, that's a good answer. And I've been wetting my whistle for this for a month.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, make sure that you enjoy yourself. And everybody else that's out there listening right now, you know, let's also make sure that we're being safe out on the roads as we, you know, enjoy spending time with family and friends.
Certainly so. Ronnell, we appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody over at KSN and to your family.
All right. Thanks. You too.
That is the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:14 with Steve and Ted as we get ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow. We talked about this is the latest Thanksgiving you can have, the 28th this year. Next year, we get a one-day pass. It's the 27th next year, so still a pretty late, Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Next year in 2025. Of course, the modern celebration, national celebration of Thanksgiving as an annual affair, dates back to the Civil War, when President Lincoln declared that Thanksgiving should be an annual holiday in the United States. So, and it's, you know, the mythology of the Pilgrims, it kind of went for about 250 years of nobody really talking about it. That really didn't come into the whole play until the late 1800s, when that started the Pilgrim mythology started to come into play with the annual Thanksgiving. Of course, you got your, almost everybody has the turkey, potatoes, maybe some sweet potatoes, maybe some squash, corn, green beans, cranberries, pumpkin pie. Those seem to be
the staples.
A lot of the staples for many people. But of course, in the South, a lot of people do the pecan pie.
Pecan, yep.
And in the Great Lakes area, you got a wild rice stuffing. I don't know if I've ever had that before.
No, me neither.
But I'm going to go back to the green beans.
Okay.
I put a I just shared a post online that made me chuckle. It said that in my opinion, the green bean casserole is the candy corn of Thanksgiving dinner. Which, you know, made me chuckle, and I agree with that. And boy, I got some pushback online for that.
Because they like candy corn, because, or they like green beans?
No, people love the green beans.
Yeah.
In fact, one of my friends showed vehement, she used the word vehement, disagreement with that sentiment of mine.
Like the green beans. See, and I'm not a big fan of the green bean casserole. I prefer peas.
It doesn't do much for me.
On the flip side, I like candy corn.
Mm.
So, you know.
See, we'll disagree on that, because I think that stuff's trash.
You don't like candy corn?
Garbage.
I like candy corn.
Ugh.
But then again, I'm not a big fan of green bean casserole. I like green beans.
I like green beans.
But I don't want to get mixed up in all the cream, because it's what cream and mushroom soup is what makes it.
Doesn't do much for me, but for some people, it's huge.
Ugh,
so I'm going to be a politician here and just not go either way on that.
Because I'm with you, because you green beans are good, and then you mix it up with cream and mushroom soup, and it just gets all yucky, in my opinion. But I just got
for some people, it's huge.
I guess.
So, yeah, we talked about the, you know, we go back to Abraham Lincoln declaring a national day of Thanksgiving during the Civil War in 1863, and that's kind of how it really started being an annual event. Before that, there were some proclamations. President Washington had a very famous proclamation for a day of Thanksgiving, but it was only a one-off.
Right.
They instituted that one year.
There have been some very interesting, very good proclamations.
And if you go back and read the speeches that Washington made and that Lincoln made for those Thanksgiving, it's very stirring. Very, very, very good stuff.
There have been some really good. Reagan had some really good Thanksgiving Day proclamations.
So, yeah, check that out if you want to get in a little more on that.
I've actually played Reagan's on my show, on my Sunday show.
Good.
They're really good, some of those.
Yep, it's a good time to think about the blessings that we have and think about the good things that we enjoy in our lives here in this country. It is coming up on 7:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And for some people, sports is a big part of the Thanksgiving weekend. We got a lot of it going on. Including a pro football. We'll start with football. The top team in the conference, the Kansas City Chiefs, taking on the bottom team in the conference, their division rival, the Las Vegas Raiders. Vegas has lost 7 in a row. But, of course, these teams just played a month ago out in Nevada, and the Chiefs only won that game by 7 points. And seems like every Chiefs game is close. But the Chiefs are a 12-point favorite coming into this one. Apparently the odds makers don't have any confidence in that 7-game losing streak that Vegas has, the Las Vegas Raiders have right now. The Chiefs have not lost a home game yet. The last team to beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead was the Raiders. Christmas Day last year, 11 months ago. Here we go. Chiefs Raiders live coverage of Chiefs football. Mitch Holtis and the Chiefs Radio Network. That game coverage at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, the day after Thanksgiving. Kickoff at 2 o'clock Friday afternoon. And, of course, that's right here on your Wichita radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And speaking of Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, we usually talk with him on Friday morning prior to a weekend game for the Chiefs. But since the Chiefs play on Friday, we'll talk with Mitch today. In fact, an hour from now, we'll be talking with Mitch. So that'll be at 8:12 this morning. Be here for our live weekly visit with Mitch on a special day right here in less than an hour. All right, we got college football this weekend. It's the regular season finale, in fact. 24th-ranked Kansas State is visiting 18th-ranked Iowa State. K-State's a 2.5-point underdog going into this one. It's going to be 21 degrees at game time in Ames Saturday night. Ooh. Cyclones and the Wildcats, live coverage of K-State football at 4:30 Saturday afternoon. Game will kick off at 6:30 Saturday evening in Ames. On your radio home of the Kansas State Wildcats, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Wrapping up the regular season as well for Kansas, the Jayhawks have had a magnificent second half of the season, and they are on a winning streak, and they're facing another red-hot team. KU at Baylor. Jayhawks have won 3 in a row, all over ranked teams. Baylor has won 5 in a row. KU is a 1.5-point underdog heading into Waco. KU has lost 13 straight to the Bears. And the Jayhawks have never won a game in Waco. 0-11 all-time at Baylor. Live coverage of, kickoff. K KU football game will kick off at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. And that'll be nationally televised on ESPN2. High school football, it's the state championship weekend. As state championship games are going on Friday and Saturday, we're looking at the ones on Saturday. In Class 4A, you've got 11-1 Andover Central taking on Bishop Miege. That'll be at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon in Emporia. In Class 3A, undefeated Andale taking on 11-1 Topeka Hayden. That'll be a noon kickoff in Hutchinson on Saturday. In Class 1A, undefeated Conway Springs taking on 11-1 Centralia. That'll kick off at 5 o'clock Saturday in Hutchinson. And in six-player football, undefeated Cunningham taking on undefeated Weskin. Wow, that'll be a 3 o'clock kickoff Saturday afternoon in Greensburg. Good luck to our four area schools trying to get football state title. We are into the second round of the NAIA National Football Tournament, and look at this. Two of our local teams are in action on the road. 16th-ranked Friends visiting the number 2-ranked team in the nation, undefeated Grandview in Des Moines, Iowa. That'll be a noon kickoff on Saturday. 25 degrees Saturday afternoon in Des Moines for Friends University in the second round of the NAIA tournament. And 15th-ranked Southwestern is 11-1. The Mound Builders visiting number 3 Indiana Wesleyan. And that'll be an 11 o'clock kickoff Saturday. So good luck to Friends and Southwestern. Second round of the playoffs are both on the road. Big weekend for Wichita Thunder hockey. 4 games in 5 days on home ice downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. The only starts tonight. The only day they don't play is tomorrow on Thanksgiving. But they'll play Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The opponents Wednesday, Friday, Saturday coming in from Massachusetts for the first time ever. A meeting between the Wichita Thunder and the Worcester Railers. 6 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock Friday, 6 o'clock Saturday. Friday night's game is the annual Teddy Bear Toss. You can get free ticket vouchers at Quick Trip locations. And then Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, Wichita taking on the Kansas City Mavericks. You can get free vouchers for that game at Jumpstart locations. Go see the Wichita Thunder, who come into this stretch on a 3-game winning streak. Love to pile up some home wins right here. Let's go to JUCO men's basketball. Butler Community College is ranked 11th in the nation. The Grizzlies are 7-1. They're undefeated away from El Dorado, and they're on the road. Another away game at Dodge City. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler basketball at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, and that game will be right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And in other college men's basketball, Wichita State plays on Thanksgiving morning. The Shockers are off to that 5-0 start. Shocks are playing in the ESPN Events Invitational in Kissimmee, Florida. It'll be Wichita State versus Minnesota. The Golden Gophers are 5-1. The Shocks are 5-0. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull begin their pregame coverage at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on Thanksgiving. Tip off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning for Shocker basketball. Listen live on 103.7 KEYN. Last night, number 1 undefeated Kansas taking on 10th-ranked Duke in the Vegas Showdown. Great matchup between these two heavyweights, and the Jayhawks win it 75-72. The last three possessions for Duke, KU stopped them cold. Turnover, and a missed three to end the game. Nice. Jayhawks are now 6-0 on the season. Next up for number 1 ranked KU, Furman. Furman is undefeated at 7-0. Matchup of unbeatens. That'll be at 5 o'clock tip Saturday in Lawrence. And the K-State men play on Sunday in Manhattan, hosting Arkansas Pine Bluff. That'll be a noon tip Sunday for K-State, and you can listen to that one on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. A lot of sports going on this weekend. It is, oh, by the way, sports brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. And they provide detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center. Improve the lives they touch. It is 7:25 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Coming up, we've got a traffic and weather update and your house call for help. It's coming up next. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:33. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday, November 27th, day before Thanksgiving. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northeast. It is 37 degrees. The United States Department of Energy has, with conditions, awarded a nearly $5 million loan to the Grain Belt Express for its high-voltage transmission project. If the project is finalized, it would create a 578-mile-wide voltage line from Ford County in southwest Kansas to Callaway County in central Missouri. Grain Belt still has to follow certain technical, legal, environmental, and financial conditions before the Department of Energy finalizes that loan.
As the holiday season draws closer, health officials are urging Kansas residents to get their flu shots. Flu vaccination rates have been low, but local health experts are seeing an increase in demand as national
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Influenza week approaches. This is typically the time when flu cases begin to rise, with expected peaks in January and February.
Another social network runs afoul of the laws of Europe.
Blue Sky, the Twitter clone, also founded by Jack Dorsey, has seen millions of new users signing up since the U.S. presidential election. But now European officials say the network is breaking its law called the Digital Services Act. The EU has been cracking down on social networks over a myriad of issues. It now says Blue Sky is violating its laws by not divulging on its network how many EU users it has, or where the company is headquartered, but the EU's online regulations are designed for networks with 45 million users, a status Blue Sky has yet to achieve. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Downtown Wichita Window Wonderland contest begins Friday. 20 local businesses in the downtown core are participating in the friendly contest, which the Downtown Wichita organization hopes will spread some holiday cheer while also encouraging people to shop downtown. Starting Friday through January 1st, you can visit downtown shops and vote on your favorite display. You can also vote daily for your favorite display. The top three winners will be announced on January 6th on Downtown Wichita's social media platforms. The winners will receive cash prizes, with the first place receiving $500.
Some medical news here in town. Via Christi's Structural Heart Program is the first in Kansas to offer a minimally invasive treatment for tricuspid regurgitation, TR, using the new FDA-approved EVOQUE tricuspid valve replacement system. Our medical team has gained extensive experience, its medical team, with the EVOQUE system, taking part in clinical trials for the past 5 years. Pretty significant advancement for patients suffering from this, a debilitating heart condition that can lead to congestive heart failure. So that's what the Via Christi is trotting out these days on the medical front. Now let's take a look at our weather forecast the day before Thanksgiving with KSN meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Mostly cloudy skies through the day. As we go through our Wednesday, winds are going to be gusty too, out of the north at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chilly high of 49 degrees. 20% chance of some rain showers, especially later today. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And currently in Wichita, partly cloudy. We have a breeze out of the northeast. It is 37 degrees here on this Wednesday morning. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Ted, with us this morning is the Speaker of the House, Representative Blake Carpenter. Representative, We had some interesting news out of Topeka earlier this week. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly on Monday, I'll be nice and I'll say she didn't issue orders. She made a statement basically saying that no new tax cuts in 2025. She said that she basically set out an edict, for lack of a better term, saying that instructing the legislature not to pass any property tax cuts or sales tax or income tax cuts in the 2025 session, which begins, I believe, January 13th. You know, she spent upwards of $3 million, and all she did this last election cycle was defeat her own House Minority Leader. I'm just curious. I wanted to reach out to someone in the leadership and kind of get your take on how you respond to that message from the governor.
Well, thanks for having me on, John. Honestly, the governor vetoes relief while Kansans veto her excuses. that's really what this is going to boil down to. She's ignoring Kansans' number one issue, and that's not governing, that's neglect. When we were out campaigning this entire season, that was the number one issue across all of our districts. We did a leadership tour across the state of Kansas talking to our House members after the election, and that is the number one issue. So obviously the governor hasn't gone out and talked to Kansans. She's sequestered herself apparently at Cedar Crest and is ignoring everybody and what they're wanting us to do, especially with our big billions and billions of dollars worth of surplus. So if the governor won't fight for the taxpayers, the legislature will.
Yeah, I, as you know, my wife and I did a heck of a lot of doors this last cycle, and you're absolutely right. The number one issue that we heard door knocking was property tax relief, income tax relief, and the really sales tax, but primarily it was property tax relief. And then to have her come out and say, basically instruct you, which I thought was very presumptuous in and of itself, but to say no tax relief, I mean, isn't the reserve upwards of $4-5 billion? It's not like you can't afford it.
Yeah, it's not like we can't afford it, and it's the number one issue, and so that's what we're going to go back and we're going to do it. And that's the beauty of our system, John, is that it has checks and balances, and the governor can issue an edict or a demand or do whatever she wants. However, the legislature, we are the appropriators. That is our constitutional duty, and we believe that it is the right thing to do for us to give Kansans their taxpayer money back.
I mentioned earlier that the legislative session begins on January 13th. As you know, my show, we're going to start broadcasting. My Sunday show will be broadcasting once a month starting in January. We're actually going to start on the 12th, so I'll be up there the night before you begin the session. You're going to start with a bang. What is some of the legislative priorities that folks can expect when you start your 2025 session?
Well, that first day is mostly ceremonial. The Kansas Constitution doesn't have us coming back into session until 2 o'clock that afternoon. And so that's when we all get sworn back in. So that first day is largely ceremonial, but within that first week, we're going to hit the ground running. By that second day, we're already going to have a budget introduced. We're going to be working on a new budget process. Instead of waiting 3 weeks like we've had to do in the past, waiting for the governor's budget, we're hitting the ground running, and that's giving us an extra 3 weeks to work on our budget this year, which is an amazing amount of time in such a short session because we're bound by 90 days typically within the Kansas Constitution. And so we're going to hit the budget hard this year, and we're going to try to make sure that the governor's spending is put in check. We're also going to be first priority out the gate, again, is going to be property tax relief. That is the first bill that we are going to try to get to the governor within a 2 to 3 week period, and hopefully have that overridden before the end of January so that we can have that tax relief to people as quickly as we can get it to them.
Well, so much for the governor's instructions. We're talking with Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter. I know we've got Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs, coming up here later, next top of the hour, I believe. One of the questions that you guys took up last session that, you know, people keep asking about are the chances of
the Chiefs moving to Kansas. There's been a lot of speculation. I know you guys crafted a package to kind of incentivize that. Have you heard any updates on that? Well, the chances of the Kansas City Chiefs moving to Kansas. Have you heard any updates on that?
Well, I've heard speculation. I'm sure like many have. So both the Chiefs and the Royals are looking at the possibility of a future home here in the state of Kansas. That being said, since the Chiefs are pretty much still in the middle of their season and you know, the Super Bowl's not over yet, I think that that's when a lot of the decisions will be made as to what they're wanting to do. Right now, I think they have their sights set on this season and another Super Bowl win.
The other story, one of the stories we covered this morning, was the fact that Nebraska earlier this last year, Nebraska passed marijuana legalization. So now literally every state around Kansas has done some sort of marijuana reform, be it recreational or medical. I know the House in previous sessions has passed medical marijuana. They kicked it over to the Senate. The Senate didn't do anything to it. Do you think that's something that you guys might take up in 2025?
From the House side, no, probably not. So, I mean, it's been a number of years since we took that up, 2021, actually. So it's been 3 years, getting ready to go on four once we go into the 2025 session. There's no point for one branch or the legislature to take something up if the other branch of the legislature is not interested in doing anything. So I think that the mentality of the House has been, hey, you know, if the legislature is going to work on this, it should start in the Senate. They need to make some progress on this issue. And if they do, then at that point, you know, I think the House will come to the table. But really, the federal government, they're currently still in talks about descheduling marijuana from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. And if that happens, that changes the entire debate nationwide and here in Kansas if they do that.
Well, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, we appreciate you taking the time out of your Thanksgiving Day schedule. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to connect with you, I know they can find you at carpenter4kansas.com. Is that correct?
That's correct, and it's all spelled out, and would love to have anybody reach out.
I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining us, my friend.
Thank you, John. You too. Have a happy Thanksgiving as well.
It is interesting that the way marijuana is now with every state surrounding Kansas. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, we're an island now.
We are.
Much.
Get your Doritos and head across any of our north, south, east, or west, and you can get yourself some.
It is 7:44 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal on the way. KNSS News Time 7:44. .748 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal on the way. We'll take a look at some shakeups in Wichita's mortgage lending industry. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. A major ceasefire struck between Hamas and Israel. A lot of pressure to get that done from the U.S. and France. Two of the president-elect's federal court cases dropped by special counsel Jack Smith.
One.
Here we are the day before Thanksgiving. Nearly 80 million people are traveling, flying, and driving to destinations. It's one of the busiest travel days of the year. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Roadways here in the Wichita area, things are, well, traffic volume is pretty heavy, and so right now you can see pretty quick slowdowns out there due to, well, just about anything. Like this, we've got a stalled out vehicle. It's northbound I-135 right around MacArthur Road. Really, the traffic in the area on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras still looking pretty good at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on the day before Thanksgiving. We're looking at a gusty wind out of the north today, a chilly day, high of 49 degrees. Overnight low tonight down to 28 under a partly cloudy sky. And then we look ahead for tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day. Sunny day, but cooler. High only 41 tomorrow. And then pretty much the same the rest of the way, the weekend. Highs in the 40s, lows in the 20s throughout the rest of the holiday weekend. Currently in Wichita, partly cloudy. We have a breeze out of the northeast. It is 37 degrees. on our way to a high of 49 here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hey, Wichita, head to the Monarch, 579 West Douglas. You know what? It's Wednesday. Hey now, that means you enjoy all signature on Wednesdays. You can savor more than 50 whiskeys and bourbons for only $5 all day. Hey, that's cheers to good times at the Monarch on Wednesdays especially. How about that? 751 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now let's take a look at a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. A significant shakeup this fall across Wichita's mortgage lending industry. Three of its most well-known figures are now finding new employers. After nearly 15 years at Fidelity Bank, the city's top residential lender, according to Wichita Business Journal data, Dustin Gerens started this week as People's Bank and Trust Mortgage Loan Production Manager, replacing local industry veteran John Beckman, who recently moved over to Credit Union of America to serve as its vice president of real estate lending. After just 6 months at People's. At CUA, Beckman succeeds yet another fixture in local mortgage lending, Ernest Warren, who departed for Equity Bank back in September. In a year full of significant challenges for Spirit AeroSystems, another one avoided. This week, union-represented engineers narrowly approved a new four-year contract with Spirit, this less than a week before the expiration of the current agreement on the 1st of December. According to the Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace, 52% of those who voted within its Spirit Wichita engineering unit backed the deal. That'll increase pay by at least 23% during the life of the contract. That percentage increase figure includes a nearly 1% promotional fund that is to be expended each year of the agreement, on top of the previously reported 19% boost. That's a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We will have more local business news coming your way. Fresh information 1 hour from now. It is 7:52 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on the day before Thanksgiving, as we've been talking about Thanksgiving Day tomorrow. Of course, even before the Pilgrims, there were Europeans landing in North America, and usually they did so and had some sort of Thanksgiving to go along with that. There were Thanksgiving services in as early as the 1500s by the Spaniards and the French. They were coming over. They had days of Thanksgiving, celebrating with feasting and church services. St. Augustine, Florida, of course, it's the oldest city in North America. It was founded with a shared Thanksgiving meal in September of the year 1565. That's 56 years before the Puritan Pilgrims made it to Plymouth Plantation. So it wasn't part of the annual tradition, but it was there. Thanksgiving services kind of became routine in Virginia, as early as 1607, first permanent settlement, Jamestown, had a Thanksgiving celebration in the year 1610. And so you had a lot of that going on. So Virginia did have some Thanksgiving celebrations before the Pilgrims arrived. But, of course, that's what is part of the mythos of today's Thanksgiving, is the Plymouth colonists in Massachusetts, the Pilgrims, who came seeking a life free of oppression of their religion, which they were getting over in Europe.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
They wanted out. They wanted somewhere new where they could govern themselves and be free. And
free of the king.
That's what they
free
wanted.
Of religious
they wanted
persecution.
To, yep, they wanted yep. to get away. And that's why they came. They thought they were going to go a little further south, but, you know, they ended up in Cape Cod
yep.
and Massachusetts in like, a few days before Christmas.
Yeah.
So yeah. It,
oops.
Little chilly for the spot where they landed. But after that trip overseas, I think they were just glad to see land.
Yeah.
And something that they could, of course,
beautiful
a lot
country.
Of them died. A lot of them couldn't make it through that first winter, and disease and not having enough to eat sure took its toll. But the ones that did survive and made it through that first winter then went on to prosper. And when they gave thanks, they did so with a feast and some of the local Native Americans. And that's what we kind of associate Thanksgiving with these days.
Yep.
That is that particular part of the story. It is 7:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way. About 15 minutes from now, our live daily visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, which we usually do on a Friday. Today we're doing it on a Wednesday, since the Chiefs play on Friday, and we don't have a show on Friday. So that's all that. We'll talk with Mitch in about 15 minutes. We've got entertainment news in the blur.
That's right. We've got some Thanksgiving blur to talk about. And it's kind of a big day in music history. And we'll tell you all about that coming up on The Blur here in about 30, 40 minutes.
Good stuff. Looking forward to it. Big 8 o'clock hour on the way. KNSS News Time, 7:55.